Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Brackets out, brackets up. Let's get it. Maggie Perloff Show. Our bracket is live. Pearl Jam Season 4. You can go to all of our social channels and sign up now. And you can play alongside the show. Perloff has invited his entire family and friends. So we're excited to dunk on all those folks.
This is basically a lot of Lower Merion High School. So there's going to be a lot of Philadelphia bias, although there are no Philly teams. Yeah, there's a lot of trash talk already on my text threads about who's going to do better. So I have a lot of pressure. I'm deep into the analytics right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. we got a lot of questions that need to be answered about the men's bracket. And for that, we're so pleased to be joined by Chris Walker, CBS Sports college basketball analyst. Does a fantastic job. Was a former head coach, interim head coach at Texas Tech, but coached at Villanova, played at Villanova, New Mexico, Cal, UMass, all over the country. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning? It's been a long night for us, for sure.
I know. Well, thanks for doing this. And we know our heads are swimming here as we're trying to make sense of these brackets. First and foremost, North Carolina getting into the field of 68. They're going to start in Dayton against San Diego State, clearly the most polarizing team in the field. Did they deserve a spot?
I mean, I don't want to get in trouble here, but absolutely not. I mean, here's the thing with North Carolina. You know, and people, again, you know, we interviewed Bubba Cunningham and Keith Gill yesterday, and Bubba Cunningham said he recused himself. And I'm like, really? Like, you recuse yourself? And Keith Gill, who's going to take over next year, said, hey, they deserve, North Carolina got in because Memphis won the AAC. And I'm sitting there going like, okay, so why do we do quad one wins again if it doesn't matter? Second thing is this. Cooper Flagg gets hurt. No matter what you think about North Carolina, they have a chance to beat Duke without Cooper Flagg. And then now, guess what? No one can say anything because they beat the number one seed, and they still lost. And you still put them in? There are teams that are far more deserving than North Carolina. I got a list of them. But at the end of the day, it's just a shame. But the thing that makes it look ugly is that Bubba Cunningham was the chair of the committee. And to me, again, we're going to have teams like this every year. But 1-11, and the last thing I'll say is this. Well, they played a tough schedule. They did not win. So when do we start rewarding losing? You know, and that's the problem I have with it.
But Chris, structurally, how are you supposed to do it? The head of the committee has to be from some school, right? Because they're all ADs pretty much.
Which I have a problem with that as well, that we don't have basketball people on the committee because I've been a head coach before. I've been in college, and a lot of ADs know nothing about the sport. They just hire coaches. So now you got them picking teams, which is odd to me, you know. But at the end of the day, it's something that's been going on forever. And you make a great point. It's ADs. But when your team, North Carolina, now I don't know if you're a North Carolina fan or not, but if your team is that bad and they get in, you deserve scrutiny. They had, listen, they had a chance to beat Duke without Cooper Flagg. Who would have argued if they won that game? So they lost and you still put them? Oh, come on, guys.
Coach Chris Walker, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Coach. Coach Chris Walker, CBS Sports college basketball analyst joining us, not mincing any words there, and I'm in complete agreement. You're seeing my co-host, Andrew Perloff, wearing a North Carolina Tar Heels
hat. I see the hat. I was worried. That's not.
Don't let it fool you, Coach. He only brings this out once the tournament begins. He never roots for North Carolina. This is some kind this is a stage.
Chris, because I'm from Philadelphia, I'm a Villanova fan, so we're good. Well, you and I are good.
You're good then, but if you're a Villanova fan, take that blue hat off.
Thank you, Coach. Okay, so we'll get to Duke in just one moment, but just off the North Carolina thing, I'm making the case that because North Carolina really did not deserve to get in this this field of 68. I think Hubert Davis is under a lot of pressure, and this is not his fault, but they're the most polarizing team in the field. And if they lose to San Diego State on Tuesday in Dayton, all the critics are going to look like they were right. Is Hubert Davis facing the most pressure in this tournament, or is there another coach you're looking at who really needs a couple wins?
I mean, you know, they'll all tell you they need a couple of wins, but I'll tell you, Texas, Rodney Terry. I believe that I don't understand the pressure, you know, there at the University of Texas. He's taken them to the Elite Eight. He won a tournament game last season, and yet you hear the fodder about, you know, there's something, you know, in the air at Texas, which, you know, just blows my mind. But to go back to Hubert Davis, you know, you have an embarrassment of riches at North Carolina, right? You see the recruiting that's happening at Duke. And you juxtapose that with what's going on in Carolina, you're like, whoa, hold on. I remember when Roy Williams was there. I remember when Dean Smith was there. We were, you know, we rivaled what was going on in Durham, and it looks like there's a polar opposite. Now, I will say this in Hubert's defense. First year after taking over for a legend, went to the championship game. The next year was number one in the country, did not make the tournament. The next year won the ACC, and he was ACC Coach of the Year. Right. So it's been topsy-turvy. And if he didn't make it this year, certainly the pressure was deserving. But again, when you're North Carolina, you don't expect North Carolina to go through these type of lulls. So you're absolutely right. And one thing I'll say is this, and my partner Gary Parrish says this. Once the tournament starts, it's not about quad one wins anymore. You're playing, you know, neutral site. You reset the deck, and Carolina has enough talent to beat anybody. So even if they made it to the Elite Eight, I would still say they had a terrible season. They just made a run. Mm-hmm. It's like NC State. Think about this. NC State fired their coach. They went to the Final Four last year. They had a terrible season, and they made a run. So that's where it is for me.
Okay, so it now seems like the thing in coaching is you got to be on the older side to do well. How surprised are you by Rick Pitino and St. John's, and how far do you expect them to go in this tournament?
Well, you guys are getting me in trouble. My Big East, you know, my Big East and Padres get upset with me, but I'll say this. I said 2 years ago, and people laughed at me, I said, you know what? If St. John's is really serious about basketball and they want to win, go hire Rick Pitino. Forget about the past transgressions. Forget about all that. You want to win in basketball, go hire a basketball guy. And they did that, and look what has happened. Now, I think Rick Pitino's been, again, and I think this is the basketball guys paying him back, paying the NCAA tournament back, or paying the basketball community back for what they did last year by not letting St. John's in, and look what happened this year. St. John's done a great job, and I'll tell you the magic of Rick Pitino. Everyone says in his second year, he always takes teams to the next level. Here's what he really did, right? Rick Pitino in the Big East has done something that hasn't been done since 84, 85, when they had Walter Berry and Chris Mullin. Do you understand that? And the only sad part about it is Lou Conoseca died this basketball season, and he did not get to see it. But what he did, taking this roster, and I'm telling you right now, it's not the sexiest roster in the world, right? R.J. Lewis started at UMass. Zubi Ejiofor didn't get off the bench at Kansas. Davon Smith came from Utah. Kadari Richmond hadn't played the NCAA tournament since his freshman year, you know. And then, again, you got a bunch of – you got Sylveon Winter, who's a sophomore this year. And they had injuries to guys, right, at the end of it to a couple of players. So they're shorthanded. And this dude is still winning at a high level. This dude's got some magic for real. There's some real magic. And unfortunately, because I work in New York, I work with a bunch of producers that are St. John's people, I have to hear it all day long. So it's nauseating.
Coach Chris Walker is joining us, CBS Sports college basketball analyst, for a few more minutes. We actually have a poll question up right now on X, are you rooting for Rick Pitino? Because coach, I'm out. I get what he's doing is legendary. Six teams going to the NCAA tournament. It's been scandals of every different flavor and variety, and I just can't bring myself to root for the guy. Not that I'm not rooting for the players, just can't bring myself to root for the man. Let's go to Duke. The Cooper Flag injury, does it weigh into your expectations for the Blue Devils? And if so, how far do you have them going?
Listen, I argued with John Rothstein on the screen on TV, and I said, John, even if Cooper Flag doesn't play, they can still beat North Carolina. And look what happened. Mm-hmm. They have more draft picks than anybody they're going to play against. They're a very talented team. That's what Duke is, and that's why John Shire has done a tremendous job taking over for Coach Krzyzewski. Now, when you get to the Tournament of Champions, what I call it, except when you're letting 95 teams from the SEC in, when you get to the Tournament of Champions, anybody can lose at any given time. And I'll give you Duke in that situation. Again, they're going to try to play Cooper. John Shire says he's going to put Cooper Flag in the game. The question is, when you insert him, they just won the championship without him. Now you're inserting him back into the lineup. I don't think there's going to be an issue there of flow because they've had him all year. And you got to, and I think he's the player of the year in the country. How could you not put him in? So again, Liam McNeely had that same injury and he missed 8 games for UConn. I don't think it's as serious for Cooper Flag, but I know John Shire knew in the back. I always say sometimes you got to keep a pass in your back pocket. John Shire was like, hey man, I'm going to show these guys something. I'm going to show Coach K, watch this. I'm going to win without the player of the year. And that's what they did.
Chris, what about the fact that they are star freshmen and it feels like UConn and Villanova, some older teams have had success in recent NCAA tournaments and not the future lottery pick guys? I've been kind of arguing with Maggie that Duke might be a little young to make a run all the way this year.
The talent always is supreme, right? Duke, I'll tell you this, they lost to some top teams early this year just because those guys were young. But once you get to this time of the year, these guys are sophomores. They're not young guys anymore. I did ask Bruce Pearl yesterday, I said, Bruce, there was a thing that came out that says you guys are just as old as OKC Thunder. I mean, that is how old your team is. And obviously, Bruce was ready for that question. He says, no, there are 7 teams older than us in the SEC. I say, oh, that's the formula now. And so I think the COVID, I called them the COVID babies, the kids that played, that got the extra years, all those kids are getting ready to get out of college basketball. And it's going to be a much different flow. But it goes to show you, Duke has done it the way they've always done it. They sprinkled in Sion James and Mason Gillis from Purdue, but at the end of the day, it is their freshmen that are carrying the load. And it goes to show you, because that's the way it's always been done. Duke has always got the cream of the crop, the embarrassment of riches. And that's why I was juxtaposing that with North Carolina. They haven't done that. And that's why they're struggling. Duke has great players. So it doesn't matter how old you are. If you're a great player, you're a great player, and you put enough of them together. Well, that's what John Calipari was doing at Kentucky, and that's what Duke has always done. So I believe that, again, they have the easiest path, by the way, too, right? That's the other thing. So I think because they let, you know, they gave Bubba Cunningham, they threw him one by putting Carolina in, they gave Duke the easiest path.
It's like the universe balancing itself out. Hey, it's the best theory I've heard. Chris Walker, Coach Chris Walker, joining us, CBS Sports college basketball analyst and played at Villanova and coached at Villanova. All right, Coach, your Final Four and national champion are who?
People are going to kill me on this, all right? All right, but I'm going to go Auburn's not going to make it. I'm going Michigan State makes it out of the South. I'm definitely going with the University of Houston out of the Midwest. I'm from H-Town, 3 straight number one seeds for Kelvin Sampson. No doubt about that. I am going to go up, and people, this is going to be an unpopular one, the Memphis Tigers. Now, the question is, all right, they have an injury now. They have an injury to Tyrese Hunter, and if he's, that's a little asterisk. But if you look at their non-con, they beat every single person. Penny did a tremendous job. He kind of scheduled like Gonzaga, and that team, I think they have an excellent chance of getting to the Final Four. And my last one is my guy, three-point shooting, Nate Oates, Alabama, makes it to the Final Four. I believe Houston would play Alabama for the national championship.
Wow.
That's awesome. I love the zag with Memphis there. Good stuff.
Yeah, cool. I think that's how it works out. Houston, Alabama, national champion. I'm looking at my list right now.
You're right.
Chris, was Cooper Flagg's ankle any part of that calculus there, or are you not even looking at that? Because you have them losing to Alabama.
I love Nate Oates, and think that this, you know, the way he plays, and you mentioned something about analytics earlier. I think that they've struggled a bit down the stretch, but they play like seven straight quad one games. And I believe they're battle tested. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the one team that can beat a Duke team to get to the Final Four.
All right, Coach, last one for you. This is a little bit of a curveball here. We didn't prep you for this. I'm sorry about that. But every year, along with the regular bracket, we do our own sillier bracket. And we have a different topic every time. 64 teams. This year, the theme was the greatest movie sequels of all time.
Movies, you got me there. Greatest, okay. I'm going to say Equalizer with Denzel Washington. I'm going to say Rambo with Stallone.
There you go. Rambo 2. We were talking about Rambo 2.
I'm going to say Rocky. I mean, obviously, you got to go Rocky.
Rocky 2.
And I'm going to go Wedding Crashers. How you go? There you go.
Coach Chris Walker, CBS Sports college basketball analyst, the multi-talented. Thank you so much, Coach. Appreciate that. And we love your Final Four here. This is one for us to chew on. Thank you.
For sure. You guys be good. Take that hat off, too, by the way.
I know, Pearl.
Send me a Nova hat and we'll talk.
I got you.
I think he knows the guy who can help you out with that. Okay, so there you go. From Chris Walker, not mincing any words there about North Carolina should not be in this field of 68. And a lot of pressure on Hubert Davis, Pearl, because as Coach said, it's been really up and down. The highs have been high, making it to the national title game, but the lows of missing the tournament and obviously now being one of the polarizing teams.
Yeah, and I like his sequel takes, although I don't.
Was there a Wedding Crashers too?
There's no Wedding Crashers too. It's a small problem. I think he was thinking of Hangover too.
Maybe.
Or one of those movies.
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2. Feels like there should have been Wedding Crashers 2. Equalizer. Hmm.
Let's not reveal
good
anything.
Good movies.
Not revealing anything.
Good movies.
One region has been revealed, the Gotham City region, Dark Knight, the number one seed in that region. You can go to Maggie and Pearl.
I love the question, too, because it reveals a lot about your movie taste. When you say sequel, what movies pop into your head says, you know, what age you're like, what kind of movies you like? Because immediately when you say sequel, I think like there are certain movies that just immediately everyone thinks of something.
Yeah.
For you, it's Caddyshack 2.
Yeah. And D2 Mighty Ducks and Ghostbusters 2 and all of those amazing films.
Yeah. For me, it's an Oscar winner, but whatever.
We'll get to that. So the Maggie Perloff movie sequels bracket is live. You can vote on X for the first region, the Gotham City region. We also have our traditional men's bracket that is up as well. It's Pearl Jam season 4, and you can find the link for all of that on our socials as well. So you can play against the show and we can all try to beat Manny. So there we go.
Yeah, that's a really high bar.
Our Final Four, Perloff and I have ours. We'll reveal that to you in just moments. We also have some football news for you, too.
I have the Lakers in the Final Four. Is that right?
Is that right? It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We just had Coach Chris Walker on CBS Sports HQ, college basketball expert. I have a tendency to be influenced by the last person I heard before I fill out my bracket. Mm-hmm. And his Houston, Alabama take was pretty darn strong, I have to be honest with you. Because you know Alabama will start firing those threes up. It's just numbers, Maggie. A three beats a two.
Yeah, I know. And Nate Oates is like the world's most famous math teacher. I get that. But for me, in terms of that region, I've already told you that I have Duke going to the Final Four. So I would have them beating Alabama. And as far as Houston's concerned, he's right. I mean, third straight season that Houston has a one seed, you kind of get the sense that if not now, then when? 855-212-4227. What Coach Chris Walker also said is he has the Memphis Tigers going to the Final Four. That West region is like the coaches who's who. So you got Penny Hardaway, obviously, was a big NBA star. You have Rick Pitino in this region, John Calipari in this region, Bill Self in this region. You have Bryce Drew, tournament hero in this region. You've got Kevin Willard, who is a Pitino acolyte and famous in his own right. Danny Hurley is in this region, and maybe the hottest coach in the country is Todd Golden, who's the head coach of the Florida Gators. Maybe not the household name
Todd.
Right now, but I mean, his team won 30 games this year and just won the SEC, which is the best conference in the country.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Excuse me.
By the way,
emotional? Died.
can we just, there's a little side topic going on here.
What's that?
We just lost EJ. What is going on, Manny? Where is EJ Stewart?
So our good friend Boomer Esiason, he has actually summoned EJ to go talk on the morning show. So
they're still doing this bit?
They're still doing the bit.
And he's allowed to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason just requested that EJ Stewart, our executive producer, go go speak for, listen, EJ doing a solid for this show, which is when he's hosting on WFAN to tell people, hey, my Monday through Friday gig is the executive producer of the Maggie and Perloff show.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job by EJ.
Yeah, he got called out by Joyce in New Jersey, the snitch.
We're Thank just you. Saying, is Boomer allowed to summon him? There are no MVPs on this show. No former NFL
Maybe
MVPs.
The NFL.
We're MVPs in our own household. Yeah, I'm curious. You know, Boomer and Gio, they can get after you. I'm a little nervous for our guy right now.
But again, live in the moment at 7:10 Eastern, I thought Boomer was defending EJ, and they went back and they found the air check.
Yeah.
And I thought still they were okay with what EJ did, very politely and delicately saying, "You guys, if you're not listening to Boomer and Gio, or you are, just find us on the podcast."
I mean, one family, guys, same team.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I know what it's like to work over there. Same team.
You should know it's not same team.
Listen, everybody eats.
There's like four different teams.
Everybody eats, you know? Listen, and we're not...
I'm starving.
Not everybody's cup of tea. But Dog in Maryland wanted to call in. One of my stock up, stock down for the M&P 500. I said, stock down Danny Hurley. She probably should have joined the Lakers. Had he known that Luka was going to be part of the team, maybe he would have thought twice about it. What's up, Dog?
Hey, it's Doug. How's it going, guys?
No, it's Doug. I double checked.
Get EJ out of here.
Get
Tell
EJ
him to stay down the hallway.
Get him back over here. I said, are you sure it's Doug in Maryland? He goes, yeah, it's Doug. I'm sorry, Doug.
That's actually my nickname.
Doug the dog?
No, just Doug. Just Doug.
Which Cotton Bowl did you play in?
I think they spell it D-A-W-G, by the way.
See, like part of the dog pound.
That type of dog, yeah. Anyway, no, the reason I called in was I don't believe Hurley has any regrets, because a lot of those college coaches, they just love the, you know, they love that. They have so much passion for that. They stay there. I mean, look at P.J. Carlissimo. Mm-hmm. You know, he went to the pros and he didn't do so well. I think Krzyzewski, that's the reason why he decided not to you know, broaden his horizons in the NBA. But I got a close friend who manages a prominent college baseball team.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say who, but or who he coaches. But he told me a couple years ago that he loves coaching college baseball so much that he doesn't have any desire to manage the majors.
Thank you for that. You know, I wonder if that's going to change a little bit, because with NIL now, it's becoming a lot more like the pros. You're coaching guys who are getting paid.
I think college basketball is a little different. College football, nobody wants any part of, because the roster is so huge and you have to manage 100 guys. Basketball, you have a small team. I think it's a lot easier to be college. You know, have you heard all the college football coaches want jobs in the NFL because the hours are terrible? I mean, how many guys are on a college basketball court? You recruit three transfers, you're done.
Yeah, I guess my thing is it never hurts the college guys if they go to the pros and then they fail and then they can go back to college. And case in point is John Calipari. His Nets tenure was not that memorable. And then he got the Kentucky job finally. Like, that's the highest of the highs in the sport.
Yeah, but I don't think he looks back at that fondly. It seemed like a miserable experience.
Well, but whether it worked or didn't work, I'm just saying it's not like a legacy killer. You know, like if Billy Donovan wanted to come back to college tomorrow, he could have that Indiana job. He could have the Villanova job. He could have whatever of these big jobs that are going to open up in 2 seconds.
But who's the college coach, and I'm probably missing someone obvious, who went from incredible college success to great pro success? There are a lot of guys. I mean,
Brad Stevens was a good Celtics head coach.
That's what you got.
I mean,
GM.
He was a good Celtics head coach and took Butler to back-to-back finals.
I'm trying to think of the title-winning coaches. I mean, Spoelstra wasn't really. Spoelstra, Pop.
P.J. Carlissimo did as an assistant, won titles with the San Antonio Spurs. But as a head coach, obviously, we remember him most for getting choked by Latrell Spiro. All right, EJ is back. It wasn't Dog. It was Doug, EJ.
Yeah, I learned. And Dog. He did say, I said, all right, your name is Dog? He said, yes. All right, what do you want to say, Dog? And he responded every time with yeses. So I don't know what to say.
I said, all right, Dog. And Marilyn goes, it's Doug.
Dog.
Of course.
All right. So what did league MVP, former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason say? Are we in trouble?
No, we're not in trouble. I had to go in there and try to beat the allegations, which I did. And shout out to CeeLo. CeeLo was there as well to put the full context that I did indeed mention Boomer and Gio, and you should listen to it. I think Boomer was a little salty that I named so many places you could listen to Maggie and Perloff. I was like, you had to give out the Series XM number two? I'm like, yes.
375.
Right, of course, 375. You want to do it in New York? What, Babe Ruth?
John Elway.
John Elway.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
Those aren't New York legends.
Yeah, I went to New York.
Oh,
Babe
sorry.
Ruth. I was trying to think of number
Carmelo
seven.
Anthony, Carmelo Anthony, Joe DiMaggio. What are you doing?
That works.
There you go.
I'm a slut for meats and cheeses.
Yeah, so CeeLo, to his credit, really helped me as I was brought into the courtroom of Boomer and Gio.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you beat the rap, and I'm glad that our show is not going to get in trouble. And does Boomer now know that our show actually goes till 10 o'clock Eastern time or
I
not?
Don't think so. I think that's why he summoned me. He's like, hey, come over
it's
here.
It's not. EJ's free.
I'm like, I'm working, but like, I also don't think I can just ignore Boomer Esiason, so okay.
Smart move. I mean, you don't want to say no to Boomer. I think it's funny that he thinks we're just hanging out here for an hour after the show, you know?
I'm just happy he knows that you guys have a show.
Well, he knows us.
Yeah, but again,
he knows
all of us. He knows all of us, but he doesn't have a handle on all parts of the network.
Listen, Boomer sent, when I had Lucas, this now feels like 100 years ago, he's 5 and a half. Boomer was the first person who sent me a very lovely gift. So we're friends with Boomer.
I have a question. Who is your seven again? I was just got
John Elway.
Okay, for New York.
Mello, I
well, Mantle, out obviously, right? I was like, wait.
Mickey Mantle, Carmelo Anthony.
I mean, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, so Yankee biased. Come on, let's try to get some of
those. Carmelo
there's
Anthony?
There's another eight teams in the city.
Guys, we're not on the fan.
Mickey Mantle, Carmelo Anthony? Yeah, come on. Yeah, but we're talking about the one franchise whose numbers are iconic.
Just be happy he didn't give you a crappy nick at number five.
Number three, we could have gone Josh Hart. Number five, maybe the Jason Kidd. Remember when Jason Kidd was a nick?
Yeah.
No.
I barely remember him as a net.
It looked like Elmer Fudd when he wore that headband. It was so cool.
How's Josh Hart doing these days?
That doesn't matter.
A little fight with the head coach there?
Anyway, we're bogus. You got updates
you don't have that power.
Yes, only I will throw to bogus, which I will do right now.
Well,
what's
thank you, Maggie.
Yes.
It's payday in Cincinnati. The Bengals have reportedly finally paid Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, both receivers getting four-year extensions. Chase's averages $40.25 million, making him the highest paid non-QB ever. He's guaranteed $112 million. We're told that the first 2 years of Higgins' deal is guaranteed, but the dollar sign's not reported yet. It is also payday in Houston. Texans cornerback Derek Stingley Jr., 3 years, $90 million. 89 of that is guaranteed. He's the new highest paid defensive back in NFL history.
I hate being poor.
Wait, what's that number again? The total was for 90?
Yeah, I don't know why the $1 million is
up
not,
for grabs?
Yep. Keeping him honest.
Is that like if he doesn't make a Pro Bowl or something?
I don't know, but it's 3 and 90. I've never seen that before. 3 and 90 overall, $89 million guaranteed. Maybe not all 100% guaranteed at the moment. Maybe only some for injury. But I've never seen a deal that's other than Deshaun Watson at 100%.
Yeah,
that's that close to 100% guaranteed.
If there is an incentive on that $1 million, if you're Stingley, do you care about it? Do you go for it, or are you just like,
oh, that's the sweetest million. Right? It's the one they wouldn't guarantee.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. See, I think it'd be opposite. I'd be like, the rest of it's guaranteed. I'm good. I got to play 17 games to make it. My hamstring's a little sore.
By
I'll
the way,
that million away.
Speaking of Deshaun Watson, did you see he got engaged over the weekend?
Yes, I did see that.
All of my timeline. Congratulations to the happy couple. I was like, more like, good luck, girl.
Looked like it was near some water as well.
Probably.
Maybe Bill Belichick and his girlfriend were.
Double date?
That's why they're in such a good mood.
Oh, gosh.
I think those congratulations were ironic.
Was it?
I think so. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The headline on me would have been like, run, girl. But that's just me.
Yeah, I think Andrea saw that same headline. She was like, who the hell would say this? And I was like, I think it's a troll.
No, I don't think it's just you.
I saw it in multiple places, but yeah, you're right. It probably is a troll.
You think?
Woof, woof.
By the way, isn't Derek Stingley, he's about the eighth cornerback to become the highest paid quarterback of all time now, right?
There is nothing less real than the highest paid fill in the blank.
Yeah, J.C. Horn was last week, and Patrick Surtain was too.
We went from Crosby to Garrett to Jamar Chase, the highest paid non-QB in 6 days.
Yeah, I think Jamar Chase, $40 million, that wasn't so bad. I thought
it was $1 more than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I kind of thought that the money that the Bengals paid up wasn't so terrible.
I saw one guess that they probably cost themselves about $10 to $15 million by not doing him and Higgins sooner.
Last year.
Seems right.
Or two weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Because to be the highest paid non-QB, which is what they had promised Chase, they had to now jump Crosby and then Myles Garrett. So that number's a little bit different. And Higgins, they probably could have gotten for a little bit less had they done him any sooner.
You know, but I wonder, last year Jefferson was $35 million, right? And this year Chase is $40
million? 40 and a quarter, yeah.
It kind of feels like the cap went up. It feels like the price of doing business. I felt like they paid fair value for Jamar Chase.
I wonder, though, if you're Chase's agent, do you also wait on a deal knowing that I think that Garrett and Crosby are going to get done? Let's hold out for a couple more weeks.
Well, yeah, once Duke Tobin got up at the combine and said, we're going to make him the highest paid non-quarterback, that's when I start taking my sweet time.
Right, yeah, right. Because we always put it on the Bengals, and it's easy to dump on the Bengals, but it also could have been Chase's agent being like, let's be smart here.
No, you can still dump on the Bengals. Okay. He should have never said that.
I'm sure there's another team. By the way, we don't know for sure. There might be another signing coming at extension that could pass out easily.
I don't know what the Jets are doing with Sauce Gardner. I mean, I hate to bring it to the Jets, but like every cornerback is getting signed, and the Jets are like, whoop-dee whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, I mean,
see here?
Sounds about Jets. He's got to pass Stingley now, doesn't he?
Yes. Well, I'm like,
Parsons and will pass Garrett Wilson. Everybody, too.
There have been like three corners that have signed just this offseason. They could have been had him be the highest paid corner, had him get passed up by Stingley, by the guy in Carolina. It's ridiculous.
Also, when's the last time Patrick Mahomes renegotiated something? Was that last year?
Nah, he redone it twice.
Has he redone it twice?
By the way, Micah Parsons will pass Chase
this
summer, too.
What are we talking about?
And I think there are other players, too. So,
you know when that Parsons contract is coming 2 days before training camp starts.
Yeah, definitely.
Pencil it in.
Definitely.
The Bengals signings came probably after you fell asleep on your bracket. It was supposed to be a drama-free men's reveal since there were no bid stealers, no major surprises in the smaller conference tournaments. But, of course, there was drama, particularly with North Carolina getting in over West Virginia, Indiana, and others. In case you haven't heard, the Tar Heels only have one quad one win. You guys are cute, like with your quad win disdain, and having to actually think about those things. It's the dumbest setup ever.
You mean the metrics?
Yeah, well, like the fact that it depends on where you're playing. So a quad one win at home is not the same thing as a quad one road win. And I've seen teams hurt themselves. Like, if there have been teams that have won in an upset, which is, this is a quad one win. But then when they redo the numbers the next morning, the team that they beat because they just lost to you now is a quad two. Like, you cost yourself a win by getting
unfair.
It. Yes. And they change over time. It was a quad one win. Now it's a quad two win. Or it was a quad two win. Now it's a quad one. No, thank you.
What?
No thanks.
All it does is just lead to North Carolina being in the tournament.
Yes.
I just wonder, is the tournament better off because North Carolina is in it?
I'm with you. There's no tangible jump in ratings because North Carolina is playing a game tomorrow night.
I don't think so either. I think the tournament doesn't need it.
Right.
I would argue the first four needs it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Now, the whole tournament, definitely, but I guarantee you this first four Carolina first game will do better than most do.
All right, that's fair.
Probably, but I'm just looking at was there another 11 seed that they could have put there?
Well, it would have been West Virginia. I mean, that's the thing.
Okay, so they're going to goose the ratings for the first four.
Typically, these first four teams, you're talking about, a West Virginia type,
Texas Xavier,
middling SEC or middling, yeah. But Xavier, again, it's the same thing, a middling Big East team. You don't have these blue bloods when we're playing in the first four. God. They're usually unwatchable.
So much better back in the day when you didn't have all these analytics and metrics. You'd be like, Purdue should be in, and based on very little information.
Our number one nerd on the show.
Everyone keeps saying quad one, like it's been, quad one wins, like it flows off the tongue. I don't even know when this term became mainstream.
The WOB.
2019, by the way.
The WOB is the one that got me.
Yes, that's new to me too.
Wins above bubble. I'm like, the bubble's like a, I know it's a real thing, but it's also like not a real thing,
Right. And there can't be science in something called wins above bubble.
Well, I like it just can't.
It's just like something that would be in Willy Wonka. Like, they have some kind of bubble drink. Makes you float.
You had a stat about bracketology or whatever it was.
I mentioned it earlier.
Which was basically people like Joe Lunardi fill out their fake brackets and they put them all together. Well, that's like determining who's going in the NFL draft based on a bunch of mock drafts.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point. Like, so assume that every single bracket or every single mock draft said Cam Ward was going to be number one.
Right.
And Cam Ward didn't get picked in the first round.
Right.
This is the reverse of North Carolina. No one, none of those guys, every Joe Lunardi clone, no one had North Carolina in, and then they got in.
Well, this is the thing about the committee. It changes every year. So you have different, in some ways, like the criteria could be just a little bit different every year. So you're just chasing. It's like, do we do a strong non-conference schedule? Do we not? Do we, you know, do more neutral sites? Do we not? It's a moving target.
I think what bothers me, too, is that North Carolina game against Duke, where they were getting housed in the first half in a game that Duke meant nothing to Duke, did not have Cooper Flagg. They make this comeback. And is that why they got in? Because they lost a close game to a Cooper Flagg-less team that was blowing them out in the first half? I don't know. It just seems very arbitrary.
But then Duke went on to win the tournament, so.
Right, but at the same time, though, it's that particular game is a game that put them over. Yeah. And we know who Cooper Flagg team has been. They're not the same team without him.
I was rooting so hard for that game because I really wanted to wear this North Carolina hat I'm wearing on Monday. So
it didn't
I
matter.
Was pulling so hard. But then it's so funny. On afterwards, I went on and said a lot of people said North Carolina still has a shot. And then every expert said, as Bogus pointed out, nobody, no writer had them in. Anyway.
UCLA, by the way, is the top overall seed in the women's bracket for the first time ever. South Carolina, USC, Texas are the others. The Trojans could have to deal with UConn in the regional final, leading head coach Lindsey Gottlieb to say, quote, "I never thought I'd be a one seed and feel disrespected. Sometimes I don't understand the people who make decisions in women's college basketball and why they do what they do." UConn does not like being in that USC region as well. So we've got some
seating
issues.
Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy. Dawn Staley's not happy.
That's right.
Lindsey Gottlieb's not happy. Nobody's happy. 855-212-4227. Bogus, thank you. Coming up, more on the brackets and also the latest with Aaron Rodgers and the Vikings. We've got a percentage. How likely is he to sign with the team? We'll do that next.
Don't make it up, okay?
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Manny just discovered ABBA. Pretty good, huh?
I should go check my last tweet. They had some bangers, this band.
You were unfamiliar with their work.
You can dance.
That's right.
Do you know what ABBA spells backwards?
Stop, you guys. Just stop.
Ba?
You discover 18s, the cover, the teenage cover of ABBA.
I might have to tune in.
This is like Manny discovers the world, and anything that happened before the year 2000 is pretty amazing. No, ABBA's a good band. And I'm ignoring Perloff's dad joke.
They knew what they were doing.
Okay.
Whatever. I said, how do you spell ABBA backwards? And someone didn't figure it out.
Did you say ba?
I said ba, yeah.
I missed that.
This is like when Coach Chris Walker said Wedding Crashers was his favorite sequel. I'm glossing this over. Like,
that kind of makes sense.
He was
sense,
a great
though.
Guest. I'm just going to let it go. Meanwhile, speaking of sequels, we are trying to determine the greatest movie sequel of all time. And how are we doing that? With a bracket, of course. The Maggie and Pearl office is our silly, wacky, alternate bracket. Movie sequels. The Gotham City region is live right now. All your social media platforms. The Dark Knight is the 1 seed. 16 seed is D2, the Mighty Ducks. And we got everything in between. What were you saying to me, Jay?
I want to know if you do some preliminary results maybe before tomorrow. Of course, the polls close tomorrow.
Any upsets brewing? You can take a look at that. Well, I also tell you, if movie sequels are not your thing, and say you just like to do regular, you know, run-of-the-mill brackets, well, we got that for you, too. Maggie and Perloff, Pearl Jam Season 4 is also live and also available on our social channels. That's where you can sign up, fill out a regular men's bracket, and you can compete against the show.
I'll say this. This 2015 Lost World Jurassic Park versus Ghostbusters 2 right now is a
here's my
what
problem.
Did I tell you guys? Ghostbusters 2 is underrated.
How is Lost World a 2 seed? Everybody hates that movie.
Look,
it's 42 on Tomato Meter.
We went to the computers.
I am doubting artificial intelligence. That's Maggie's going to brag about Ghostbusters 2 because it beat the least popular Jurassic Park.
Listen, you want to take it up with AI? Well, that's your own funeral. I'm nice to the robots.
Have fun having a chat with Allen Iverson.
My movie, Inside Out 2, had to go up against John Wick 2, and whatever gets in John Wick's way gets destroyed. So what kind of... That was totally unfair.
Wasn't Boban Marjanovic one of those who was destroyed by John Wick?
Was he in that movie?
I think he was. Yeah, I think he was in one of them.
Nice. Let's get to it.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
All right, well, turns out we may have been wrong about this whole Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings saga, Pearl. We thought this was Rodgers who was holding this whole thing up. We thought, you know, everyone knows he doesn't get good service at the Malibu house. Found that out when he was going through this with the Green Bay Packers a couple years ago. But it turns out it's actually Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings head coach, is kind of holding the cards here. Let's hear from Mike Silver, a longtime writer now for The Athletic. Let's hear cut two, Manny, why the Vikings have left the decision up to Kevin O'Connell. And this is from the Just Your Opinion Man podcast.
He's the reigning coach of the year. He's a quarterback whisperer. He is uniquely positioned to understand if J.J. McCarthy is going to be able to handle that and what that means. And to the Vikings' credit, they are letting him, run point on this, and ownership won't stand in his way. He and the front office are aligned.
Okay, so this is really KOC's world, Pearl, and Aaron Rodgers is just living in it. So what is the likelihood that Rodgers ends up with the Vikings?
We know a lot, but one thing we cannot tell you, and that's because it hasn't been decided yet, is what will Kevin O'Connell ultimately choose? And some people who are pretty familiar with what's going on in that building have told us it's literally 50-50 in their eyes.
Okay, so that's Mike Silver on the Just Your Opinion Man podcast. Funny from the Big Lebowski. Okay, what do you think? 50-50?
Wow, man. It's so interesting because that means that the Vikings are confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to wait for them and not sign with the Steelers or the Giants, who reportedly have a standing offer out to him. That's a lot of confidence out of the Vikings, which makes me think that secretly they want him to go elsewhere so they don't have to make this decision. Because if it was so clear, wouldn't they have made it by now? If kind of, you know what I mean? If you're wishy-washy at this point, then are you really committed to this move?
Yeah, no, right? Yeah. I mean, you know who Aaron Rodgers is. What are you going back to look at the tape? I mean, you know what he is. You know what he brings to the table, even at this different part of his career. Yep. And you know what he brings as far as the outside stuff. Like, there's no secrets here. It's not like he's hiding it from anybody. So,
yeah, I mean, right. There's so much tape on him. Kevin O'Connell knows his game inside and out.
Of course. And so I think if you're 50-50, it's an invitation. This is a non-invite. But here's the one thing about this that I think is backfiring a bit on the Vikings. We talked about this with the Steelers. If they don't bring Rodgers in and they go back to Russell Wilson, is it going to feel like a letdown? Can I say the same thing for the Vikings? I know J.J. McCarthy is the unknown, so that's maybe exciting. But if he struggles, which is wouldn't be a shock, his second year but first year starting, you know, do you look bad or does the fan base feel let down if you tease them with Aaron Rodgers and ultimately don't sign him?
Well,
put more pressure on you. For Kevin O'Connell.
The reason they got J.J. McCarthy was so they could build a roster around a young quarterback, the Super Bowl formula. So they're not going to know if say they take a step back from last year, which makes sense. Say they're 9-8 with J.J. McCarthy. At least they know, whoa, maybe this guy can build into something in the first 5 years when you need to do it.
But aren't they a win-now team?
I don't know. I think they are very committed to winning with a cheap quarterback. You can't find out if you're going to win with a cheap quarterback if he sits on the bench. So I think there's a lot of reason to play J.J. McCarthy. And I think, because honestly, if they bring in Aaron Rodgers, what's to make them any different than last year? They could be, or the year that Kirk Cousins had a 13-4 record. I think they're worried that we're going to hit a ceiling with these old quarterbacks. And by the way, you know who's going to kill it there next year? My guy, Joe Flacco, elite, once again. Okay, are you telling me you can't see Joe Flacco throwing for 350, two TDs, two interceptions with Kevin O'Connell's offense indoors?
Joe Flacco?
I mean, it's one thing for Aaron Rodgers to stiff-arm J.J. McCarthy. It's another for Joe Flacco to do it.
Stiff-arm? Well, I'm assuming injury in that scenario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Flacco? But Joe Flacco is actually in play for the Vikings if they don't get Rodgers, because I do think they want somebody veteran. The guy's coming off. J.J. McCarthy's coming off knee surgery. It makes sense. I get it. I mean, once you make a decision to draft a quarterback at number 10, don't you have a commitment to play him?
I think so, but at the same time, I think what's holding up the Vikings head coach is we've got this win now team, and Aaron Rodgers just kind of fell out of the sky.
Yeah.
Do I owe it to my team to give them a more veteran presence and really try to cash in on this window? Because how much longer are you going to be able to keep Brian Flores as your defensive coordinator? How much longer, you know, are you going to just have this type of team, which is, you know, a juggernaut in the NFC North, even though the playoff record hasn't been good.
Are they, though?
I mean, yeah, they win a lot of games.
Yeah, they need to fix that O-line fast. I know they made a lot of moves, but that fell apart hard last year.
Yeah, but they signed some big-time free agents this offseason. Yeah. EJ Stewart, thank you for always defending the show and promoting the show no matter where you are or what you're doing. Manny Rodriguez, thank you so much. Thank you to Andrew Kaplan, Andrew Bogish, Weedo's Coffee Drinkers. All right, check out our social handles, guys, for the Pearl Jam Season 4 and the movie sequel bracket. See you tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.